Come on in, come on in. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Thank you all so much for getting up with me. I'm running behind. I had some things that happened with one of my cards, so I had to get that straight. Come on in. I'm here this morning. Come on in. Let's get it. Let's get it. Let's get it. Come on in. Come on in. Come on in. Thank you all so much for joining. Let's go ahead and get this audience up and going. And we're going to start. We're going to complete it. Let's get this audience up and going. Getting ready to start it and complete it. Let's go ahead. Let's get it. Let's get it. Let's get it. Thank you all so much again for joining. I appreciate you joining. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Thank you for joining. Thank you for joining. Thank you for joining. Thank you for joining. Good morning. Good morning. This is my sermon message, so I can't do one-on-ones. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Thank you so much for joining. Come on in. Come on in. Good morning. Good morning, my sister. Good morning. I see you over here. Sister Glenn, I see you over there. Good morning. Come on in, people. Come on in. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. All right. Here we go. All right, we're getting ready to pray. Father, we thank you this morning, God. We thank you, Lord, for watching over us last night as we slept and slumbered, God. We thank you for watching over our families, God. We thank you, Lord, for allowing us to rise once again with the authority that you have given us, God, mentally, physically, and emotionally this morning, God. And God, we thank you right now, God, that you're continuing, God, to order our steps, God, even when we aren't in good standing with you, God, that God, you will look beyond our faults and see our needs. And we thank you for that. God, we ask right now that I decrease as you increase, speaking through me under the unction of the Holy Spirit, God. God, I pray right now, God, for all of those who are watching right now. I pray right now, God, for my wife and my children and my grandchildren. I pray for my mom right now, God. I pray for my siblings, God, and my extended family members, my in-laws, God. I pray for Fernando Bailey and his family, God, and his ministry, God. I thank you, Lord, for the young man, God, that I'm mentoring, God. I thank you, Lord, for all of the connections that you have given us, God. I thank you, Lord, for the right connections, God, that you're putting in position and putting in place so that we can continue, God, to do the things that you have called and ordained us to do, God. We pray right now, God, that you allow disconnections to happen, God. We don't do New Year's resolutions, God. We are already in the position, God, and we're walking in the authority that you've given us, God. And we're walking out of 1 year into the next year of destination, God, because we have prepared in 2023, Father God, going into 2024. We thank you, God, for this holiday that is approaching us, God. We give thanks every day, God, not just on Thanksgiving Day, God. Those who celebrate it or those who don't, God, we still just give thanks to you right now, God, for just allowing us to be here one more day, God. We pray right now for Broderick and Bryce's family, God, as their loved one has transitioned, God. To be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. And we thank you right now, Lord. We pray for Coach Tim Glanton, God, and we pray for his wife, LaTanya, God, and their family, God. We just pray right now, God, that you have your way in all of our lives, God. And God, we pray right now, God, that every weapon that is thought of in the minds of others, God, will not, cannot, and shall not prosper, God. We thank you for the weapons being formed, God, because we know, God, that you have to perform your miraculous signs and wonders, God. And we thank you for your miracles as well, God. We thank you right now, God, for business opportunities, God. We thank you, God, for connection with the right people, God, moving into this next season of our life, not just the next year, but to the next season of our lives. And God, if any season that we're in and those people are no longer attached to that season, God, allow that season to be over, God, without any type of animosity or any type of rebuttals, God, and God, that they would just remove themselves, God. And we thank you right now, God, for you allowing us to go through the things that we have gone through in order to get us where we are now, God. And God, we know that sometimes, God, we look at hardship as being something that is unbearable. But God, we also need to learn to look at hardship as you being able to prepare us for the next level of our lives. And we thank you, God, and we'll be so careful to give your name all of the glory and all of the honor that is due unto you. And let the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. And it is so in your name that we pray this prayer without a speck of doubt, but all in faith. Amen, amen, and amen, amen. Thank you all so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much for joining. Thank you. Amen, amen, and amen. Amen. That's right. We have to start coming into agreement. Come on, somebody. Say amen. We got to start coming into agreement. We have to line this thing up like for real, for real. Because I think that sometimes we tend to not come into alignment and not come into agreement with what God has said about our lives, that we miss out on our blessings. Come on, somebody. See, a lot of people will teach you that you're not supposed to have things and you're supposed to just give, give, give. It's better to give to receive and all of those things. Well, when are you going to receive? So stop listening to all that garbage and people talking. But anyway, I don't want to get on my soapbox. I'll get on that a little bit later. All right. Now, someone typed this scripture text up for me. It is coming from Psalms, the 37th chapter, verses 1 through 6. Psalms, the 37th chapter, verses 1 through 6. Again, Psalms, the 37th chapter, verse 1 through 6. That is going to be my scriptural text this morning. And it is, and it reads, "Do not fret because of evildoers, nor be envious of the workers of iniquity. For they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and feed on his faithfulness. Delight yourself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust also in him. He shall bring forth." Wait, hold on. "Commit your way to the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. He shall bring forth your righteousness as the light, and your justice as the noonday." When we learn to trust in God, in spite of everything that we're going through, what we do is we put ourselves in a position, and I need you to hear me. What we do is we put ourselves in a position that whatever God has for us, it is for us. It is designed for us. Nobody can take that away. And I think that so many times that we begin to feel like other people really can block us. Let me explain something to you. You can't block what God started. Let's get that out the way. You can't block what God started, no matter who you are, no matter what position you play in a person's life or that they play in your life. Nobody can stop what God started. God says that he will complete what he has started in you before you transition. But here's the kicker. You got to be ready and you got to be prepared. You got to be ready and prepared to see the goodness of the Lord and to see the power and the authority of the Lord. So stop letting people think that they can pray you out of your blessings. They can move you out of your blessings because they are so anointed and so appointed. So are you. Come on, somebody. So are you. But see, you listen to the religion versus having a relationship with God, you'll start believing that mess. I said, you'll start believing that. But let me let you in on a secret. I need you to come on in a little bit so I can talk to you. They didn't create you. God did. They didn't design you. God did. Never let them define the divine in you. Never let another man or woman define the divine in you, because they never gave it to you and they can't take it from you. This joy that I have, see, the world didn't give it, and the world can't take it away. But I need for you to understand this here. People really think that they have the power and the authority to quote unquote, I need you to hear me, to quote unquote what did they cancel you? You can't cancel what you didn't create. Listen, you can't cancel what you didn't create. See, y'all let people dictate to y'all because of their authority, because of the power that they have. But you can't stop what God started, even if you tried. Listen, even if you tried, God will shut it down. Nobody can come against you and destroy what's in you. Nobody. Come on, somebody. Nobody can destroy what is in you. Because God put it there. And God don't play about me, and he don't play about you. And people need to be careful on how they handle us. People need to be careful on how they step to us. I need y'all to listen. Listen. When you understand your purpose, when you understand your call, I need y'all to hear me seriously on this one here. When you understand your purpose and the plans that God has for you, you don't have time to try to entertain anything outside of that. You just don't. You don't have time to entertain a lot of foolishness. I'm just saying. I need y'all to listen. When people try to come against you and when people try to do things behind your back, the weapons are formed in order for God to perform his miraculous miracles, signs, and wonders right in front of them. He says he'll prepare a table in the presence of your enemies. I've seen people's mouths drop after they try to do evil things behind my back. But what they don't understand is I'm a discerning individual. Now, I cut up every now and then, but don't get it twisted. I'm a very discerning individual. I know your motives. I know your hidden agenda. But I also know what God has for me is for me, and you can't stop that. You can't stop that. You won't be able to stop that. And by bragging, I'm boasting in God. I'm boasting in God. I'm just saying. You know, because I think that we need to learn to understand, too, that sometimes you have a lot of distractions. Don't get distracted when God put you on purpose. Listen, don't get distracted when God has put you on purpose, okay? Let's look right here. Let's look at number one. Point number one. Someone type this up for me. Point number one. Understanding the nature of failure. Well, no. I'm sorry. Let me back up. This is my sermon topic this morning. I'm so sorry. Let me go ahead and give you my sermon topic this morning. Hold on 1 second. You can't operate in your feelings and walk in your calling from God. You can't operate in your feelings and operate in your call from God. Someone typed it up. You can't operate in your feelings and walk in your calling from God. You can't operate in your feelings and operate in your calling from God. See, a lot of people operate in their feelings a lot. I need you to hear me clearly. A lot of people operate in their feelings a lot, but nobody really understands feelings are part of your driving catalyst to your purpose. You have to understand that feelings are part of that. But you can't operate in your feelings. Let me just be straight up with you. You cannot operate in your feelings by no means whatsoever. Because at the end of the day, what you don't understand is this here. If you operate in your feelings only, I need y'all to hear me. If you operate in your feelings only, you can't operate fully in the Spirit of God. I need y'all to get this. If you operate in your feelings only, you can never operate in the Spirit of God effectively. Let me put it like that. You got to balance that. You got to balance that. So let me look at number one. Number one, understanding the nature of feelings. Understanding the nature of feelings. Someone typed it up. Understanding the nature of feelings. And what do I mean by that? See, when you understand the nature of feelings, you understand that your feelings are powerful. And I need y'all to really get this. Your feelings are very powerful. And then also at the same time, your feelings also can have you going to places that God has never intended for you to go, right? When you experience certain things, you're going to have feelings. And I'm not trying to negate the fact that you have feelings. I'm not trying to say that. But what I am trying to say is this here. You can't operate in your feelings just alone. You have to operate fully in the Holy Spirit. You have to understand that the Holy Spirit is our guide. He's our comforter. The Holy Spirit allows us to operate fluently and to do the things that God has called us to do. But the moment that you remove the Holy Spirit and you only operate in your spirit, that's when you are lost. That's when you are lost. That's when you see your feelings sometimes also influence your decisions. Come on, somebody, listen. Your feelings sometimes also allows you to make decisions, have actions that you already know are wrong, but you're walking in your feelings. I've seen people walk around and not talk about the issues that's going on in their lives. But what they do is they suppress it. When you suppress, you become a mess. I need you to listen. When you suppress, you become a mess. Because at the end of the day, you cannot allow yourself to be so engulfed in a lot of foolishness, and you're afraid to tell your truth because you're afraid that someone else may get offended by you telling your truth. You can get offended all you want to with me. I don't care. I'm going to tell you my truth. You can tell me your truth. Your truth should not affect me. My truth should not affect you. And if it is, I need you to hear me clearly. If it is, then you need to get out of your feelings, because I'm going to tell you mine. You can tell me yours. Do I have to accept yours? No. Do I have to acknowledge? Yes. Do you have to accept mine? Absolutely not. Do you have to acknowledge? Absolutely do. Period. Because at the end of the day, we cannot suppress how we feel. If we do, we become a mess, and we're the ones suffering. Listen, we're the ones suffering, all because we're walking around not operating and telling our truth. So understanding the nature of your feelings is important. Number two, God's calling is a higher purpose. God's calling is a higher purpose. Point number two, God's calling is a higher purpose. And what do I mean by that? If we walk in our feelings, we'll never understand the purpose and the plans that God has for us. If we walk in our feelings, we would never reach the destination that God has for us. We would never be able to do that. But here's the thing. We got to understand, and we got to be okay with letting people know that now I'm over here in this purpose and this season of my life. I can't do what the things that I used to do. I can't operate in the places that I used to operate. I can't think the way that I used to think when I was in that era of my life. But in this season, I can't take no captivities with me and no hostages, I mean, with me. I ain't bringing nobody under captivity. I ain't taking no hostages with me. If you're supposed to be divinely connected to me, not just connected, listen, divinely connected to me, then you will understand the purpose and the plans that God has for my life, and you won't do anything to disrupt or try to dismantle. First of all, you can't dismantle what God has started. I keep saying that because I mean it. You can't. So God's calling is a higher purpose. Number three, serve as an example of God. Serve as an example of God. Serve as an example of God. When you feel overwhelmed, remember, God will never leave you nor forsake you. Listen. When you feel overwhelmed, which we all sometimes do, I can tell you that I do, that's when you begin to trust God through the process. See, the process is something that you have to go through, and I need someone to get this here. This is for someone specific. I don't know exactly who it is. This is someone specifically. You've been allowing other people to dictate your mood. You've been allowing other people to move you to a place that he's never meant for you to be in. You've allowed other people to deter you from walking in the call that God has called you to walk in, only because they're constantly bringing up your past. You've been walking in fear instead of favor. You've been walking in fear instead of faith. God says today, if you block everything and everybody around you and hear his voice, what you prayed for is right at the door. What you prayed for is right at the door. You have access, but you can't get it until you remove those things and those people from around you. I don't know who this is for. I shifted because that's what the Spirit of God told me to say. Somebody is around you that is trying to pray your downfall, but no weapons formed against you will prosper, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. I need you to understand, I don't know who it is, and I ain't going to be trying to get too deep right now, but listen, you know exactly who the person is. You know exactly who it is. If you don't remove yourself from listening to the garbage around you, you will forever stay in the same position that you're staying in. You will forever be staying in the same position that you're staying in. But when you move, you get ready to see the mighty hand of God. You get ready to see the mighty hand of God and a mighty move of God. But you got to move first from around that. That's your word for today. My next point. Emotions versus discernment. Ah, this is good. Emotions versus discernment. Your emotions will fluctuate, but the facts will remain the same. The facts is the discernment. You've already discerned what God has spoken and told you. You're just not operating and doing what he's told you. Come on, somebody. We walk in fear because of the unknown. We walk in fear because of other people's opinions and other people's views and other people's fears that they try to place upon us. God never gave you a spirit of fear, so stop letting people do it. God never gave you a spirit of fear, so stop letting people do it. God gave you, he says, I've given you a spirit of power, love, and a sound mind. So if God has given you the spirit of power, love, and a sound mind, you need to operate in the power of the Holy Ghost. You need to operate in the love that God has given you through the Holy Ghost. You need to operate in the sound mind that God has given you under the unction of the Holy Ghost. Come on, somebody. I felt that. Come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. Yes, that's it. So emotion versus discernment. Stop walking only in your emotion. You can feel because you're human, but you can't operate in your feelings and then have your discernment. Your discernment will supersede your feelings if you let it. Come on, somebody. Yeah, if you let it. Point number five. My allergies won't act up this morning, but you know what? I'm getting through this one. Point number five. Surrendering control. Surrendering control. Surrendering control. Surrendering control. By surrendering control, we allow God to work through us. By surrendering control, we allow God to work through us. See, we want to be in control because of our emotions. Our emotions are telling us these things. Now, let me break it down to you. I need you to hear me clearly. When you surrender control and you allow God to lead you, when you surrender control and you allow God to free you, when you surrender control and you allow God to orchestrate your steps and order your steps, you will have everything that God has for you. You will have a peace of mind. You will have physical health. Your mental state will be on point. Your emotional state will be on point. Your financial beings will be on point. You just have to surrender it to God. And it's all right to surrender to God. Matter of fact, it's the best thing that you can possibly do is surrender to God. When you're surrendering to God, you're allowing God to take charge of your life. When you're surrendering to God, you are allowing God to be the head of your life. When you're surrendering to God, you're no longer worried about what your boss is saying, what your friends are saying, what your co-workers are saying, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. The world of people will try to treat you a different way. You treat you the way God treats you. You teach people how to treat you, okay? See, some of y'all act like y'all scared to lose a job. See, you'll never lose anything that God didn't want you to keep anyway. Y'all need to hear what I'm saying. That one is some more spirit right there. That one is some out of spirit. You can never lose what God intended for you to have. If it leaves, let it go. I don't know who that was for. That was that. I'll accept that one. But y'all need to understand, whatever and whoever leaves never was meant to be. And their season is up. Y'all need to be okay with letting folks go. See, sometimes you got to let people go in order to find you. Sometimes you got to let things go in order to receive you. I'm just saying. So surrender control is what I'm trying to tell you to. And surrender to God. That's right, sis. Point number six. Cultivating a renewed mindset. You know what that involves? Us coming into alignment and agreement with what God says. So cultivating a renewed mindset. Today, you're not the same person you were yesterday. Today, you're not the same person you were day before, or last week, or last year. If you look back where you were last year at this time, you've grown. Stop letting people tell you things like you haven't grown. You've grown. You have. You're just not living up to their expectations. And it's all right because you never were meant to. Yeah, that part. You never was meant to. Y'all try to live up to other people's expectations instead of living up to God's. People would die and leave you all alone. But God says he'll never leave you nor forsake you. But you worship so much in a person that you don't understand. You need to be worshiping God and let God connect you with the person for a reason or a season or a lifetime. Everybody can't stay in the same position and stop putting lifetime people in temporary positions. That's what y'all mess up at. See, y'all trying to put a lifetime person in a temporary position and they're supposed to be there. Y'all don't get it. Hold on one second. All right, podcast over here. Anchor, thank you so much for joining. This is Dr. Nichols signing off. Go ahead and sign up for the podcast as well as follow on all social media platforms. Thank you so much. Be blessed, but never stressed. Dr. Nichols signing off.